people, this is the day that the Lord has made, so you know we gotta rejoice and be glad in it. You're listening to the Young Believers Podcast with your two favorite humans, Mimi and Belle. Say hello to the people.
Hello, 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 beautiful people of the internet. It is so glad, I am so glad, amen, to be here today. And we have a different type of episode coming your way.
It's a special episode just for you. He had to look at me like that.
Today, we're just going to be having a conversation, talking about some things that we have learned throughout this past week or past month or whatnot. But, you know, feel free by the end of this episode to have a conversation back with us and tell us about some of the things that you have learned about yourself, or whether it be spiritual, personal, mental, and let us know what you have learned as well.
Yeah. Because this episode is really just us talking about what God has revealed to us through human behavior, through our behavior.
Yes.
The revelations he's given to us, the things he's shown us. And we really want you guys to take heed. If there's a lesson for you to learn, take heed to it. If there's something that strikes your interest and you like, y'all need to go into more detail and explaining more, let us know. Definitely let us know in the comments. Spotify users, you can comment. So definitely comment. Go on our Instagram page, make a post, do whatever you think you could do to give us what your feedback is, because we really want to hear from you after we're done talking. So with that being said, let's grow in the faith together. Okay, so we have had a joint experience that the both of us have shared together, and it's shown us some things about ourselves. We got to learn, we got to witness and evangelize, and we got to see what God was showing us. We got tested.
Amen. We did get tested.
We got tested.
We got tested real good.
Real good. and we learned some things, and we wanted to share them with you. So, lessons in unfamiliar territory. This is lesson number one. Lesson number one. Some things the Spirit don't need to tell you. It's common sense.
It's common knowledge.
You as a Christian, like, there are certain things that the Bible itself says to stay away from. And sometimes the Bible doesn't necessarily say the thing, but it says any such thing, those such things. The Bible talks about those such things. And sometimes that such thing might be something as simple as, that might not be the place for you to go. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we decide, okay, well, I'm going to do this or go this place or say this because I'm curious of the reaction or curious of how I'm going to feel.
Curiosity killed the cat. Don't get curious. Don't be like curious George.
I was really going to say, don't be curious George. But like some things you be like, well, the Holy Spirit should have. No, you knew not to do that. And I was actually talking to one of our friends. And sometimes a conviction comes before and you decide to do the opposite. And then you tell myself, I was convicted. No, now you're guilty.
Yeah.
Conviction happened. You didn't listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, or you didn't listen to common sense. You did the thing anyway, or you didn't do the thing anyway. And now you're guilty.
Yep.
Don't be her. Don't be him. Don't be them.
You're not meant to be like everybody else. If everybody was the same, we'd all look the same, act the same, and everybody would just be, it would be a real boring life. You're not meant to be like everybody else. You're meant to stick out, especially when you are saved, especially when you are one of God's chosen. You're meant to stick out. And then that goes to my lesson.
Lesson number two.
What I learned from this past week is it's not meant for you to fit in, but it's definitely meant for you to stick out. When you are a child of God, you stick out like a sore thumb. And sometimes, most times, all the time, you can't help it. you can't help it. And because you stick out, because you are different, people don't like our type of different. People don't like sometimes the way that we dress or the way that we act or the way that we go about doing things. Sometimes people just don't like how blessed we are. Sometimes people don't like how our lives unfold because we have the mercy of God, because we have the grace of God, because we have
His favor.
And yeah, because we have His favor and how we live our lives, and because of who we serve, that it amplifies throughout our lives. And so because of that, people don't like that. People see it. You'd be surprised at how many people can tell that God has put favor over your life. Yep. And because of that, they treat you differently.
Yep.
Because of that, they deliberately keep you out of stuff, or they deliberately say things in front of your face, or they make fun of you or make sly remarks. And then us as believers have to turn around and be like, you know what? You be blessed, and mean it genuinely.
And that leads us to lesson number three. You can be kept if you want to.
The Holy Ghost is a keeper.
The Holy Ghost is a keeper.
If,
and you can be
and
kept
only
if
you want
to
be kept.
You want to. And the thing is, because the Holy Ghost is a keeper, because the Holy Ghost is this protector, because the Holy Ghost lives within you, when people come to you crazy and sideways, you have the Holy Ghost in you. And now you're saying, all right. Mm-hmm. You don't have a response to give them. You just continue to move on. You continue to have love for them and show love for them. And you realize once you do that, allow the Holy Ghost to guide you in moments like that, you gain spiritual maturity.
Yes.
Because one thing I noticed was I was like, okay, Lord, I stopped responding.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I didn't stop responding. I stopped reacting. Because my response
is
prayer, mm-hmm. and it's silence. So I didn't stop responding. I stopped reacting.
Right.
And I started responding with prayer. And I started responding in silence. I started responding in love. Now I can tell you that I love you and that I pray for you. And I can still pray for you and not pray like, Lord, hit them in the head. Like, you know, you know, I'm praying, Lord, bless them. Lord, allow your face to shine upon them. Lord, give them peace. Lord, give them grace, Father. Protect them when they do this. Lord, keep them, watch over them. I'm able to respond the way that I'm supposed to, because we talk about, well, I want to be like Jesus. I want to be like Jesus. Jesus didn't react. He responded.
Yep.
In a lot of instances, you know, Peter was like, let's cut that ear off. And God was, Jesus was like, calm down.
Peter was about it. But
Peter was like, cut. Jesus. Oh, Peter, let me sew the baby ear back on. You know, when even when you're around people that want to react, because that happened too. I was around people that were like, what? Let's go. No.
Right.
No.
We were around people that
was like,
willing
to
go.
And it's like, no. No. Let's not react. Let's respond.
Right. And it's because of the way that we reacted in certain situations that other people was like, oh, dang. Like, you don't want to fight? You don't want to fight about it?
No.
Tell me about your guy.
Why are we fighting?
Right.
Tell me why I shouldn't fight. With my fists or my words.
Right.
Okay, well, let me tell you. And then that leads us to lesson number four. You can evangelize wherever you are.
Yep.
God will use the craziest situations to allow you to evangelize to somebody. In that moment where you don't fight. In that moment where you decide to choose peace. In that moment where you decide to pray. Instead of getting angry, in that moment when you decide to walk away instead of confronting the issue. Because if I confront it this way, I'm gonna talk to you like I'm crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna talk to you how my flesh would talk to you and not how the spirit would like to talk to you.
Right.
And
that goes back to the common sense.
Yeah.
I know that what you just did to me was wrong. So I'm not finna come up to you, because if I come up to you, fleshly Tamisha finna be like, so what's up? I heard what you said, say it to my face. But the Holy Ghost
is just like, look, hey, I need you to calm down real quick.
Let me remind you of this thing called common sense. It's common for a reason.
And let me remind you who you are.
Yeah.
That you're fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yeah.
That you're called out. That you, let me remind you to be ye separate. Because the world, this is how the world will handle certain situations. Right. But I called you out. I told you to be separate. I told you to be holy, for I am holy. Right? But you're trying to respond in a worldly way. No, I told you to be holy. I told you to be separate. Respond like you are separate.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say this to anybody who may be facing conflict with someone, or that there's that manager on the job, or that person, or because, and I know this is not really besides the topic, but a lot of us Black people, we respond to other races in anger.
Yeah.
I don't know how we got over here, but we respond to other people in anger. And you're like, well, I'm finna Malcolm X this. We not finna MLK this. Like, and it's like, think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather you respond in peace, because that's the kind of God I am. I'd rather you respond in love, because that's the kind of God I am.
Right.
God is the I am that I am. So he can be I am whatever you need him to be. I am love, so respond in love. I am peace, so respond in peace.
Mm-hmm.
I am hope. So instead of being that mean, hateful person that they're being, give them hope that to know that they can come out of that state that they're in.
Right.
So I am hope, respond and give them hope.
Yeah.
You can minister in any place. We had a friend who, and I'm just going to be honest and transparent. In that moment, I wasn't trying to fool a dude. I wanted dude to get out of my face. I was acting in flesh.
Mm.
But the Lord allowed our friend to minister to this baby and help him. And he was going through something.
Yep.
Because the thing is, God may be trying to use you, and you be like, I'm not fooling with it. Okay, well, this person still need help, so he gonna use somebody.
Right.
Even if it's not you. That's enough. Lesson number five. I'm talking a lot, girl. Say something.
Oh, you're making a lot of good points. You are making a lot of good points, but one point that I want to make is, you know, because you mentioned responding, not responding, because a lot of the times when you want to respond, you respond in anger.
You want to react.
You want to react. Yeah, you want to react with anger because of what somebody said or what somebody has done. And God is peace. God is love. And I just wanted to say this, because there's something that I learned throughout this past week, is everybody's beliefs when it comes to God is different.
Yeah.
And we have had the opportunity to be able to talk with many different people and learn different ways that people love God, because not everybody's ways that, you know, the way that I love God is different from how somebody else may love God. Some people's relationship with God is different. The way that I talk to God like he's my father. I'm like, Father, this happened today, blah, 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 blah. Some people talk to him a little bit more harshly.
Yeah, you know? Like you my N-word. You my bro from another mo.
You know, and so, you know, but the passion sometimes I've learned through some people is still there. Like, okay, our passion for it is the same. Your beliefs may be a little bit bent, you know, but our passion is the same. And learning to be around different people. Throughout this week, I've learned how to talk.
Yes.
How to
communicate
with different people. And despite our beliefs being different, I feel like it was a doorway to, like, just the beginning of conversations, future conversations that I will have with people that have different beliefs than me.
And being their light so that they can come into the knowledge of certain things that they didn't have the knowledge of at first. So I say to you, stop saying, well, I can't have a conversation with this person because they're too different from me.
Right.
Because I believe that the gift, because I've learned how me and your friendship work, as sometimes you're like, I don't want to talk to nobody. But I'll talk to the person, and I've learned what my gifting is, and is being able to separate the person from that spirit that's attacking me in them.
That's good.
So talking to certain people, and this is the spirit that is not in tune with the light that is in me, but I can separate you from that and say, this is the person you are. Still praying for that spirit that's on you. Still praying for you, but separating you and making you a person. Right. And we do that in our prayer so often, where we're praying for somebody, but we're praying for them with that spirit. Pray for the whole man.
Right.
Stop praying, well, Lord, bless, Lord, touch the homemonger, Lord. That homemonger spirit in her. And, oh, is she a Jezebel? And right. Pray for the person.
Right. Yeah.
Really, that's why I feel like conversation is so needed within our generation and even older generations. With all the conversation is needed, because you're talking about, well, well, she ain't saved, and she do, why does she act that way?
Right.
There might be a reason. She might have been raped.
Right.
By a deacon in the church, and she don't want to ever come back to a church. You don't know what people are going through. So have the conversation.
Have the conversation. Like, it was a very enlightening moment talking with a certain person, because they are so adamant about, you know, you just don't know what a person is going through.
Yeah.
You know, like, whether, I love the fact that this person was optimistic pretty much about a lot of different people, because of the fact that they knew, or that they felt like, you just don't know what another person is going through to make this person act this way, to make this person seem this way. And that gave me a different outlook on something that I'm going to take with me for the rest of my life, you know, is seeing somebody, if they act a certain way towards me, I'm like, okay, now I'm getting to a point to, because of this person, because they see people in this light. Now, when a person reacts a certain way towards me, I can automatically say, Lord, bless them. I don't know what they're going through. I don't know what they have been through, but they're obviously going through something in their life where they are taking out their anger on people that they don't know, or on people that are just around them because they're angry.
Or they're hurt, or
they're sad. And, you know, taking it and turning it into a moment of prayer and being like, Lord, bless them, bless them, heal them, mend the broken heart. You know, there was a plethora of things that I have learned throughout this past week, how to deal with people, how to talk with people. Sometimes it's best to just say nothing. To just sit and be quiet. Sometimes it's best to dwell, and sometimes it's best to speak up. But you have to know when to speak up. Most of the times when I caught myself speaking up, it was for people who didn't know what to say.
Yeah.
It was for people who were too scared to say something for themselves. And then that was another door that was open for that person to come and talk to me and say, thank you. Or to just be like, hey, thank you for doing that, because I'm going through this, 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 and that. And just being someone that they could talk to, you know, someone that can just sit there and listen, because they may not have been able to talk to somebody throughout that whole week or throughout this entire semester, you know. And another thing, another lesson that I learned as well is there was so many things that happened on, you know, throughout this year, y'all, that opened my eyes to a lot of situations, opened my eyes to people. And I was like, man, this person is really not how I thought they were. And I was like, you know how when you see a person in a certain light and then you learn something about them and it's like, oh, dang, now your image is tainted for me. But learning, I had to learn how to separate a person from a situation.
Yes. There it is.
You are not your situation.
Your situation
doesn't make you. You make the situation.
And you learn how to love them through the situation.
Yes.
Because I am fortunate to have godly friends who have taught me how to be a good friend. Everybody don't have it. Mm-hmm. And so I found that out. And in finding that out, I realized that the way that I love is a lot different than the way that they love.
Yeah.
So let me show you how to love God's way,
mm-hmm.
by loving you through the situation and separating you from the situation.
Right.
You are a great human being with the bright future and blase, blase, blase.
Right. Just the way that you reacted in the situation,
yes.
wasn't positive. It wasn't ideal, but that doesn't mean that you are a bad person.
You're not. No one is just, I was born on this earth and I grew up and I became a bad person. Like, who says when I grow up, I want to be a bad person?
Right.
Nobody says that. So no, you're not a bad person. You just reacted negatively.
Right.
And unfortunately you have a string of situations where you just react negatively.
Yeah.
And so now you're here where people have these different negative connotations about you. But I want to say something to that person who understands that I have not been acting in a positive way. I have been negative. This is what I've done. And you want to take ownership. What I say to you is don't let anybody define you by the negativity that was. Because the positivity that's coming, the change that's coming, is bigger than your past.
You are talking today.
It's bigger than that. Don't let them pull you back down. You know who you were. It's like when people try to bring up your past and be like, girl, you know, when you used to... Shut up.
Right. Somebody said something on a video that was good to me. They said, you talk about me. You talk about the past me. And I'm not that person anymore.
I'm not even over there.
Get to know me again.
I don't even live in the city.
Get to know me again. Because you don't know me anymore. My friends that I had
Ooh-wee.
In high school... That Tamisha no longer exists. The Tamisha from last year no longer exists. The Tamisha from last semester no longer exists. Get to know me again.
You
take out the time to get to know me again before you go and tell somebody else. Ooh, yeah, don't be friends with her because when I was with her, she did this, she did that. And she, the way that she reacted to this, I'm not even around them people no more. We doing completely different stuff. As a matter of fact, the people that you're talking about that I was in the situation with, they changed too. Get to know all of us again.
And with that being said, I want to give y'all a definition that was given to me. And it has to do with becoming a new person. A lot of people can't see the new you or respect the new you because they don't understand what respect means. Let me share with you what it means.
Okay.
Re, let's pull it apart. Re means to do again.
Mm-hmm.
Spect is the root word for spectacles,
mm-hmm.
which means to see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
You better teach.
So doing again and seeing. Put that together. Respect means to see me again. So you can't respect me because you still see me as the other person. See me again so that you can respect me.
That is good. That snaps. That is good.
Shout out to Lady Danielle McGee Belton for that good old nugget that I just dropped for y'all.
That is so
people can't respect
true.
The new you because they still see the old you.
Yep.
They can't see
me.
You again. See me again.
Again. You know, and the thing is, too, with what I just said, you know, separating a person from a situation is if a person desires to be different than how they were before or how they were a day ago, then they have every right to change. They have the power to change. So you always have to constantly be in a mindset of giving people a chance. Now, I'm not saying let people constantly run over you.
Absolutely.
You can still, you know, have just a very love people from afar. You can love people from afar.
10-inch white pole.
Yes. You can love people from afar, but you know, you still tread lightly, but always be in a mindset where you're considering, or you're like, I'm gonna have hope. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm gonna have hope that you change.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pray for you that you change.
Or not even that, because sometimes it's not that you just seeing them in their past self. Sometimes you saw one mistake.
Yeah.
And you created a situation to where that's them. That one little mistake is now them.
Yeah.
And what I learned was, even though I might have been disappointed in what you did, I might have been mad at you, it was that one mistake. I can't hold that against you. I can't do that. I can't hold that one mistake against you. All I can do is pray for you that you don't make that one mistake, a cycle of mistakes.
Right.
Yeah. So stop. Stop tripping, y'all.
Stop in the name of God. Amen.
I mean, you stop in the name of love too. Because God is love.
That is good.
Stop in the name of love, because God is love. I'm gonna make that a post. We gonna post that on the YB channel, because that's good to be. But y'all, we learned a lot of good things and a lot of great lessons. And
a lot of great lessons.
Tests and trials have come, but I'm here to say we made it. We made it.
We praise God that we made it, y'all.
Girl, what the rest
of
the words is? I
don't know. You
asked. I was gonna mess it up. I really was about to mess that up, but
we overcame a lot of stuff. We passed some tests
with you.
If y'all learned something throughout this past week, month, year, however, whenever, share that with us. Let us know what you learned. You know,
yes,
about yourself. You know, spiritually, or what you learned about other people, or you know, how to deal with people, how to walk with people, how to walk with God, how to seek after God. A plethora of stuff, y'all. Let us know.
We have a whole blog, and this week our blog is the same title as our episode, Lessons in Unfamiliar Territory. And definitely go on the blog. You can find it in our bio on Instagram. If you look me up on Facebook, you can find it on my page. You can find it on Tamisha's page, Miana Bailey, Tamisha Monk, and find those links and go click. Look at the devotional, participate, answer the questions. There's questions on every devotional. And if you would like to share your story, go in our bio and I believe it's pressing the talk with us link. You can press it, you can put your name in, where you're from, and you can just tell us your story and what you learned. We would love to read some of your stories on the next episode. We definitely would. So share with us what you learned. If you've learned something, if God has taken you through a trial and you have a lesson that you would like to share, we are helpers one to another. Iron sharpened iron.
Yep.
And so we are here to help each other. This is the Young Believers podcast, but this is the Young Believers community. And you don't have to be young. You can be young at heart. Mm-hmm. We take all and everything.
And we're all learning, and we're all still growing together.
You don't stop growing till you die.
Amen.
Till God call you up to the sky. That rhymed. Hallelujah. We just want to say that we love you. Thank you for tuning into this week's special episode. And thank you for growing in faith with us, y'all.